He's in.
Limping.
Oh, the chief?
It's limping.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't drink the stuff, so. Now she gets that for you usually, or you get it.
Whatever. Yeah.
We're on.
No sugar? No.
Yeah. Use so, it. Okay, I gotta go. All right. One. Let's see here. Are we ready to go? Let me double check here. Let's see if we're going here. How about Twitter? Okay, that looks good. We're good there. About here. This takes a minute. Why does it take so long? All right, I'm there. I think we're there. Okay, did I jump the gun with the show? 24th. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I am here. I hope everybody got their invitation. Maybe they didn't. The show is on. And we're going to be doing tonight shows on the fire. We are having fire in Canada. We are having fire in... So Falls member hearing about her during the showers. Okay, we have a major problem going on in Canada, in regarding to the fires that are happening across the countryside. And I was looking at a map today, a Wonder Bar map. I believe it's Wonder Bar. Yep. And apparently the fires are going all the way from Alaska across the Yukon, Northwest Territories and the Inuit, down to British Columbia, across to Alberta, Saskatchewan, into Manitoba, and all the way down to Washington, California, and Mexico, and further and further. And when you're looking at the fires going on right now across the whole landscape of Canada, kind of makes you wonder. You know, I was looking at the overall map here as well. And in the overall map, what they were showing was a lot of fires as per usual across the planet in regarding to where these fires are. Now what happened here? All of a sudden the fire, okay, there we go. And when you look at Mexico, down near the southern part of Mexico, northern part, Central America, Central America primarily, all across Brazil and down, all the way down, all the way across to the east part of South America. When you're looking at, let's see here, these countries. Well, let's see, part of Chile, Paraguay, Uruguay, what's this one here? Panama, Sao Paulo, right across Bolivia. You know, it's a Brazil's just a mess. You know, the Rio Grande is a mess. It's right across the whole planet. And again, when you're looking even at Africa. Africa's always on fire. You know, when you get down way down on Africa, Angola, Zimbabwe, Zambia, I mean, they're all on fire. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, there's always fire. You know, even the island here, Madagascar is on fire. And then we're looking at Europe. Take a quick gander at Europe. There's a noticeable amount of fire going on as well, but not kind of like Poland's got something going on. Bulgaria, Ukraine's on fire, of course. Romania. Let's see here. Albania, Greece, Bosnia. You know, let me go up here a little bit. Belarus, Moscow's on fire. Imagine that. So we got a flaming planet here. Let me take a look at Asia real quick. While Western Russia and China are on fire, Japan's on fire near Sapporo. East of Sapporo is on fire. Let's see here. Napia is on fire. North of Napia, north of Osaka, Kagoshima is near fire. I mean, you got fires everywhere, right across the whole world. And it's, you know, it's a constant thing of burning and burning and burning. The countryside. Like, why is Canada on fire? Why is the United States on fire? I mean, you got the U.S. as well. I mean, it's crazy. We got, you know, like I said, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Oklahoma, parts of Texas, the southern part of California, you know, the eastern parts of Mexico, and like I said, all of Central America, like even Cuba, one of the islands of Cuba is on fire. Let me check Hawaii. Hawaii, where are you? Okay, Australia is on fire as well. So I don't see nothing going on in Hawaii, but it doesn't mean nothing. Oh, well, that may be it there. So you have to ask this question. Why are we hearing this on the news? Why isn't the news letting us know what's going on? You know, hey, Tony, and all. Okay, so we got Sean Serbrando, Eye in the Sky, VA Prepper, Swiss, anybody else here? Sanman 44. Okay, we got everybody coming in. Why isn't the media telling us this? Why isn't the media telling us this? I'll tell you what it looks like to me. It looks like a renovation of property. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like, we are dealing with, hey, Susan, how you doing? And then there was Deep Rooted. He just popped in, or she did. When we're looking at all these fires going on, and look at the areas that they're burning, I mean, are we dealing with particle beam photonic energy from the sky hitting the earth? Okay, in the Substack tonight, there'll be a picture of the map that I'm showing you with all the fire. And then right below it, on Colorado, you look at the map of the United States, because you can't see this in Canada. They won't show this information in Canada. But when you look at the Colorado, it looks like somebody is taking shotgun shots at each state. Like there's a splattering field hitting the ground. And we're looking at this whole global warming nonsense. You know, Al Gore started that bullshit of global warming. Then sold everybody these CFL bulbs so we can reduce the carbon footprint. And meanwhile, these CFL bulbs were designed to hack and send Wi-Fi, you know, Wi-Fi throughout your house. Again, the radiation from these things are not emitting a blue light or radiation that can go into your brain, and you have no defense. So we have always these, you know, teeter-totter, what I call a teeter-totter event, you know. It does look like shit. Here, I'll tell you guys what. You can go here. I'll put the link in the map. I'll put the link inside here. And when you look at this clusterfuck, because that's what it is, the wildfire is a purge. Correct. It's purging out people that have expanded into the wilderness to get away from the cities and to get away from the technology. They're trying to drive everybody back. It's a lot harder to go looking for somebody to kill in the bush, and if you have them all in one area, like, you know, if you put all the fish or all the ducks in the barrel, what winds up happening is then it's a lot easier to take them out, right? But when you click on this, click off the very top link. It'll be on the right side. Click off the top link and scroll down and click on the fire. Got two links for fire. Click them both on and then go up into your any area of the world you want to look at. But if you look at Canada, Canada's being hit with the same shit that Maui got hit with, or Hawaii got hit with, Colorado got hit with, Paradise got hit with, Fort McMurray got hit with before, Kelowna got hit with, Northwest Territory. Now it's going right across again. It's going right across. This is such bullshit. It's the same pattern to get us all, you know, distracted. The UN is creating problems, or I should say the WHO is creating problems in Europe with their bullshit. It's the same people doing all this crap, the WF, WHO, UN conglomeration. Now, the question I always have to ask in my mind, exactly, the video game called depopulation, you know, and when we look at all of this and we look at all the things that are happening, the media is not telling you anything true. The media, especially the weather forecast, I'll tell you guys something. If you really want to know how hot it is, where you're at, put a thermometer outside. Doesn't matter if it's in the sun or not. That means fuck all, really. It's outside. The sun's shining on everything anyway. Shining on the sidewalks, it's shining on the telephone poles, it's shining on your cars, it's shining on everything anyways. It doesn't matter if the thermometer's in the sun because the sun is exposing everything anyhow. Today, in where I'm at in Michigan, it reached 92, 93. Now, we didn't have any sun. There was no sun. Cloudy, overcast all day, and we're breaking temperatures of 92, 93. So when we're looking at that, and I'm going to give you another map to look at. Those of you are here in here. Let's see here. I think that's got it all. Okay, let me start here. Give me a second. I got to make sure I, you know, get all of this in here. Okay. When you look at this map, tell me, doesn't this look like beams being shot down from the sky? And then if you look at the central part of this, you may see a beam coming out of Nevada. Actually, lots of beams coming out of Nevada. Well, I can't take a picture. Okay, it's at the 89-second mark when you look at this. Looks like something's going on. And the last time I seen this kind of activity is when Wyoming had 300,000 head of cattle get killed because they were being hit with all kinds of frequencies and ground waves. And if you look at California and to your left, on the bottom right, you'll see the beams there shooting out again. You know, if you run the map and you run it real slow or just stop it and move the slider, you can see where all these beams are coming from. This is going on in Canada as well, but nobody's seeing this because we don't have a map to report this. Because the government of Canada, yeah, when we had the windy map, we could see the ground waves coming shooting out of Toronto, shooting out of near the Algonquin Park area, and they're shooting right across the province. So I'll give you give me a second. I'll give you this map too, you know, because again, what are we being told on national television is a lot of bullshit about the weather. The weather today is going to reach 80 degrees with a nice breeze. And it's going to be just gorgeous and just gorgeous and just gorgeous, you know. All right, take a look at that. What happened here? Okay. And I'll put this in the here. But if you take a look at these maps, okay, like I said, look at the 89-second mark somewhere in that ballpark, and you'll see Southern California is also being hit with some kind of beam, ground wave beam technology. In the central part of the U.S. near Nebraska, they're getting hit with some shit. And like I said, when you look at the whole map of America, the U.S., it looks like it's being attacked. It looks like energy weapons are attacking the United States. And we're all worried about global warming. Well, I'm not. Planet's not getting hot. The sun's not getting hot. What's getting hot is the microwaving that's going on in the planet. That's what's getting hot. And that's what's affecting all the weather. That's what's killing all the plants. That's killing all the trees. That's killing all most of us. That's killing all kinds of wildlife, whether it be sparrows, ravens, eagles. You know, you can't fire microwaves on a planet without having causing some effect. You know, we see all these dolphins grounding themselves, and we see all these whales beaching themselves. We're even seeing sharks having a problem with their guidance because the magnetic field is being corrupted and the atmospheric changes are going on up there right now as a result of all those satellites, all the space vents, and all the frequencies that are being shot across the sky. It's affecting just about every form of wildlife. Now we have these fires going on. Did they fire a directed energy weapon into the ground? Now, are we going to listen to all these goofy-ass podcasters that are going to say that this just started because of a lightning bolt? Or, you know, some freak of nature caused this fire? This cracks me up most of the time because they use these people, because these people are advocating some shit product or being bought and paid for by some group. But are they going to also advocate this? Well, they'll tell you, well, there's no proof. Of course, there's not going to be any real proof. There was any proof that, you know, that it would, everyone would see it. Just like we saw the stuff in Maui, right? And everyone started saying, well, it doesn't blow anything. It doesn't burn anything blue. These are the dumbest of the dumb, I'm telling you. You know, they can put blue things out there as a marker so not to target anything you see blue, which would explain the cars and buildings and umbrellas and all the other shit. Because they were assigned from above. So if you were looking down, you would see all this blue everywhere. You wouldn't target that area if that was the signal. So when we're looking at a lot of things today, we have to really question our resources that we're listening to, especially when it comes to mainstream. I'm looking at what mainstream is telling us, and I'm not saying that the fires are not happening in those areas. I've had people contact me in those areas and tell me they can smell smoke or they can feel, you know, they can see something going on. But what's really causing all this? You know, just 2 weeks ago, a forest fire burned 4,000 acres in southern New Jersey. Yeah, okay. And what was the cause? What was the cause of this? What did the media say it was? You know, like I said, we're not getting any real truth on the mainstream. Well, what we're getting, like I said, we're not looking at the news. Okay, we're not looking at the news. What we're looking at is the excuse. See, they're not telling us the news. They're telling us excuses, lots of excuses. You know, that's what it is. We haven't had any real news. I mean, the thing with Trump, right? He just got shot in the ear. Everyone thinks some kid shot him in the ear. That's a sharpshooter's shot. You know, there's no question the sharpshooter would have had to have done this kind of thing because of the fact that he didn't take off his head. Someone would have had to be extremely skilled. But the excuse was we had another young Oswald on another roof with probably a gun. They call it, it said an AR-15. I bet you any money, if you look at the gun and the bullet that came from those guns and the bullet that supposedly hit his ear, if it even hit him in the ear, you have the shots and just go whizzing by. So we're not watching the news. We are watching the excuse. This is the excuse for this. This is the excuse for that. You know, we got a fire going on in the West Coast and northern Canada and up in Alaska. We got these fires going on, and we think it's because some lightning strike hit the ground and started the fire. saying that fireworks device caused it. Okay. That's the excuse. That's the excuse. Okay. We're not looking at the news. We're looking at the excuse. And the excusers, they're on these networks telling us the excuse, not the news, but the excuse, is what we have been paying attention to. When I look at the news here, I have to admire the lengths and depths that they go through to deceive and weave and to manage the emotional perspective of people by trying to give everybody this make-believe Disney visual. Some kid got shot today. They blew his brains up. Oh, and the family was grieving. And we're so sorry that that kid died. Blah, did he? But now look over here and we look at a pretty thing. And this is so gorgeous and wonderful. And this is so spectacular. Oh, this is just. So like I said, it's all a bunch of excuses. The news and Allstate run media. Yep. But these are excuses. And I have beam strike weapons photos I saw on will igniting the same areas. Yeah. So when we got, that's what I'm saying has been doing it. I'm saying that this is another one of those things that happened like in Paradise and in Colorado, in Denver, in Maui, in Kelowna, in Fort McMurray. And now it's happening right now. It's going into Jasper. I was listening to some shit this morning from the Canadian media. The Canadian media is the laughing stock of anybody with any kind of level of intellect. Even if you had one functioning brain cell, you could see through the bullshit. And how they, you know, play. They were interviewing some gal. She says, "Oh, we had a lightning strike come about." Yeah, a lightning strike. I ionized the air where you charge the air from the ground up. It never ceases to amaze me, but people have lost the capacity to know what's really up and down. And then they go do a Google search. This is what cracks me up. They do a Google search, see, look at three or four lines, and think, okay, that's it. I did my research. Photonic weaponry, energy beams, directed energy. This is why these places are on fire. This is why Africa's on fire every day. This is why South America's on fire every day. And what are they targeting in these regions? The farm supply, the food supply. Gavin Newsom is like an American Trudeau. Gavin Newsom, who's that now? Is that the guy from California? You know, we're no longer living in any reality, to be honest with you. And meanwhile, while they're discussing and just creating this discourse of the, and again, I think it was the mayor of the town, Jasper, saying, "Oh yeah, we got people on the reserves." They mentioned that. I thought, well, at least they're acknowledging that they are going to wipe these people off the reserves. They got to get everybody. They got to get all the fish in one barrel. They got to get all the fish in one barrel. There is no. It's a lot easier doing this, and this is what's going on. I was reading something about Merritt, BC. I did an orientation there years ago, and now some billionaire bought off about 200,000 acres, and he's got all kinds of money invested in the town of Merritt. He owns all the land, the storefront properties, and all this other shit. And now he won't allow the natives to go fishing in this area, what the hell is it called? It's like an inlet. Because he owns the access to this inlet, he has forbidden anybody to go fishing there. They have been fishing there for decades, if not centuries. And now all of a sudden they're told that they can't go fishing there? I kind of wonder, what would happen? I'm just talking out loud. You know, I kind of wonder what would happen if the people of Merritt burnt down the whole town, just burned everything down. Mind you, they would suffer a little bit. Well, what if you burned everything down? Burned all the, the superstores. You burned all the Walmarts. You burned all the Canadian, everything. Burned it right down. What would happen? What would happen to the guy that owned all those buildings? Oh, man, he'd make a killing on the insurance, wouldn't he? Local guy took photos of the workers. Local area? No. No. In Slocum area, and the RCMP just charged him and their in their area looting in Silverton, BC area 2 now. Yeah, well, that's usually what happens when these fires come up. The RCMP usually go into the people's homes and take away their guns and whatever they can find, you know, that's of any value. I think the way they're looking at it, you're not coming back for it anyway, so we'll just take it with us. You've abandoned your property. It's open game. You've abandoned your property. And this is the conundrum here. You got a fire coming at you. You have to leave because you might get burnt. Maybe not. Maybe they might redirect the fire, but who knows? So now if you leave your property, it's considered abandonment. And then they can go in, whoever's there, and take whatever they want. You got a 30-06 rifle. You got a 30-30. Gone. Got any handguns? Gone. Got any money laying around? Gone. Have any gold or anything of value laying around? Gone. Now, I haven't heard of this in the United States, you know, where there's been fires. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Wouldn't be a bit surprised. Got away, health risk. My friend left, was on oxygen. Yep. So you have to, when Texas was flooded, there was a guy that came out on the internet and stated that the state troopers went out looking for stragglers and they shot them. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I will say this. It sounds reasonable. Because if they're out there looting and stealing from everybody and taking everybody's guns away, they don't want anybody around that can witness this event because this would cause a disaster to their propagating their plans. So while we're being misguided by the excuses, you know, let's call them what they are. These are excuses. There's no fact. There's no substantiation. There's nothing in regarding to, you know, what they're telling us. Al Gore said, well, we got global warming. We have global warming because, the sun is going to burn us alive and, you know, our resources, and we're putting so much carbon in the air. Yeah. So when we're looking at all of this propaganda, that's what it all is. They don't want people in Canada telling people the truth. And those who are still out there advocating whatever they're advocating, you might want to start questioning how much of what they're saying is pertinent to what's really going on. What are they saying that's actually pertinent to what's going on? Okay. Now think about this. I want you to get a full scope. You have commercials that were telling us of a pandemic that was coming around the corner, and they called it Corona. Now we have another pandemic coming around the corner because we're signing a pandemic treaty, which will be probably ready by October for the October, you know, because we got seasonal fall, right? Seasonal flu season. You know, we have flu seasons every year, usually from October till, November, start of December, because our bodies are adjusting from the seasonal heat to the seasonal cold that's coming in. So you have a lot of dead prions in your gut that has to be expelled out, And as a result, you have what appears to be a discomfort because your body's detoxing, but they call it the flu. So now you have the flu season coming in. So now they have to engage this again at the same time the flu season comes in here. So model zero or mode L0 or something is coming. Because I saw something yesterday that again caught my eye. I was channel flipping, looking for some news or something, and I just happened to pop on the channel and they were running a commercial. And this commercial first had a Corona commercial. We have Corona. The guy that plays the Mandalorian, now he's on there doing these Corona ads. And they were saying, showing how he was telling the guy to let go. And the other guy was telling, no, you let go. Because this is all symbolism because they're both grabbing onto the same beer. So maybe the next time round, they're going to have a shortage of these things and people are going to fight to get these vaccinations. Who knows? This is just my take on it. Then right afterwards, they have another beer commercial called Modelo. Model Zero or Mod L0. Because it's from South Hispanic culture, so it might be Mod Model L0. Maybe that's what it's saying. Model number L0. Isn't L50 in the Roman numeral? Because they like to use a lot of Latin in their shit too. So when we're looking at a lot of things that we're dealing with and what's really happening with all that's we're seeing, you got fires going on, you got this innuendo being presented, we already got COVID, people getting infected with COVID in summer months. Does this make sense to anybody? COVID certification of identification, 19, COVID. And that's what I'm saying. I wonder if this Modelo is a Model Zero or something along the lines, of a modification, operation, who knows. But again, we got something coming called either Model Zero or Model L0. So anyway, so we got fires going on. We got people with the COVID right now suffering. We got the food supply now also being genetically replicating in the ground now. We got people buying mRNA kits or genetic kits for experimentation purposes. We have people now injecting genetic codes into their body to cure themselves of HIV or whatever. They showed some kid, I was watching this yesterday, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, good night. See, we don't know enough about genetics, and you can study genetics and you can study it for years. And you don't just put things in that you just, randomly created and hope for the best, because that could really, really mess you up. And you could be in such discomfort and pain that nobody will know what to do for you. And the medical field does not cure anyone. We haven't had a cure in over 100 years. How is it that people will run to the medical faculties, hospitals and clinics and physicians' offices that offer absolutely no solution? How does that even work? How do people even think in those terms? I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to get, I'm going to get the cure. Yet, and then you give you about 25 pills and 12, the one side has side effects that all affect the other side and they have a neutralizing effect. Did you hear about the volcanic explosion thing in Yellow? Yeah, that was another thing. I didn't really look into it too much. When I hear stuff like this, my mind goes into almost, automatic pilot. You know, I have seen so much shit for so long that when I see things, I don't even question anymore that perchance it may be something that, you know, is normal. Like I said, if you look at the second map, you got to kind of wonder if all this pounding with these microwave particles or these particle beams or these ground wave radiation shots are going across the United States, if they're not overheating the country. You know, if you hit something with a microwave long enough, something's going to get cooked, right? Something's going to get hot. You know, and we're using magnetics to do this. I saw that on the news that COVID is making a comeback right now in July. That's why I think half the people are wearing masks again, I think. Half? I haven't seen that many here in the U.S., and I know Canadians are stupid, so they'll comply with the lie. That's all they know how to do. Comply with the lie. Well, the fracking may have a play in it. But if you're seeing the planet getting pummeled every day with frequencies, well, something's going to give. I don't care if you're fracking or you're not fracking. The fracking may actually be conducting the heat further into the ground. You know, it's just like if you keep heating the planet, eventually the water will get heated, and that will transfer the heat even further. If you add salt to water and you heat it up, it will transfer that heat throughout the whole area of water you put it in. You know, I tell people at nighttime, they're feeling cold feet, add a little salt water before you go to bed. It transfers your body heat all throughout your body. Simplest thing you can do. So like I said, when we're looking at a lot of things that we're seeing today, it almost looks like to me that we are in a war. The war has already begun. It's been going on for quite some time. For most of us, it's been going on since the day we were born. Salt water internally, you drink it internally. You know, half a teaspoon of salt, stir it up, drink it back. When you go to bed, you'll find your body temperature, your heat will transfer from wherever, all throughout your whole body. But we're looking at all this. We are engaged in a war. Well, Canadians want to still be coddled and wearing their little blue mask, you know, their little blue masky. Oh, I look so cute. I got a maple leaf on my mask. I got a Montreal Canadiens symbol. I got a Detroit Red Wings, Chicago Blackhawk, you know, Pittsburgh, New York, whatever. I look so, you know, hockey. Meanwhile, while all Canadians are going through all this stuff, being again distracted with it, these guys are going to be walking the plank. They're going to be walking the plank, and they're going to say, well, we did everything you told us. We did what you said. Now jump off the cliff. I'm telling you to do that too. But why? Because we told you so. You got to do what we tell you. You got to believe what we tell you. And a lot of that goes back to the show I did the other day, the psychotronic virus. You know, they're all under the influence of a psychotronic virus. And the reason why they're under the influence of a psychotronic virus is because they don't think. They don't read. All they read is the comic book section of the internet. Hey, Tony Patty from Texas. Yep, my cider older sister, shit, man, I must be going blind. Older sister texted me the other day and told me she and her husband have COVID again. I feel sorry for them because they took the jab and the boosters as well. Yeah, this is amazing. And you know what they cannot correlate? You know what they can't correlate? Because we talked about this on the other show too. They can't correlate that the United States developed this bioweapon or this genetic weapon. Let's call it what it is, a genetic weapon. They developed a genetic weapon, and then they sent it to Canada, and Canada gave it the upgrade with the LNP that carried the programming to these genes. And then the Chinese mass-produced it, and they cannot correlate that the vaccine is basically a time bomb or is on a timer, just like they created the herpes bullshit. That's another one that people don't correlate either. How does a virus stay dormant for 3 weeks out of the month, and on the fourth week, it decides to become active, and it does this every month like clockwork? There's no thinking in that one either. So when we're looking at all this stuff and we're seeing that this is all operating systems and programs, they don't get that the program is running. Hader Chiron? Okay, Hader Chiron, you're from Wales. Glad to see you here. They're not correlating that either. That this is a weapon that is now actively being turned on. And they're not even actively looking at the fact that this is going on, this is being turned on by frequencies. Me and my kids are the only ones in my family that didn't take the jab. That means you and your kids are the only ones in your bloodline that have any brains. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there. I say this in general, but I mean, I'm teasing you, but in general, that's what they've done is they've narrowed down the bloodlines. The dumb ones in the bloodlines are pretty much on their way out the door. Pretty much on their way out the door. They don't even realize they've been programmed. They don't even realize they've been following a program. They don't realize anything in that regard. So when we're looking at all that's going around and all that we're seeing regarding to, how this war is engaging, it's progression. If the frequencies are not burning you out through some form of radiation that you're exposed to, and if the food supply is not burning you out, with the genetics and the genetic engineering, now they're going to burn you out by burning your environment, reducing resources, and forcing the new landlords, I'm kicking out the tenants. That's what we're seeing. The new landlords are kicking out the tenants. We're not seeing in any way, shape, or form any real benefit here. Does anybody ever wonder, when Kelowna was on fire, where did all those people go, and did they ever come back? And how many of them came back? And the same thing, when we're seeing these people being evacuated and being reallocated somewhere else, are they being taken to a camp, an encampment somewhere? Does it make you wonder? And if they're in that encampment, who's running the encampment? And burn back better. Yeah, that's about it too. Is it wrong for me to stay away from them? I wouldn't say it's wrong. I mean, the damn thing can shed. It's called contact vaccinosis. Like I said, with the psychotronic viruses that they have, it's not inconceivable that they could target you through them to try to infect you with, infect your brain. I don't generally associate with people that have been jabbed. I don't. I don't feel any remorse not to. I just don't see the need to be exposed to something I don't have to be exposed. I do get exposed. Every time I go shopping, every time I go outside, every time I go somewhere, there is a high probability I'm being exposed. Before, you knew who you were around because everybody was wearing a mask. That was the one good thing about it, because everyone that was wearing a mask, you knew damn well most of those people had the jab. So you could avoid them pretty easy. I mean, there were some people that didn't have the jab, but, you know, that wore a mask. But I mean, I have a tendency not to bother with people that much anymore. I only go out because I have to, you know. And I also know that there's a good chance that a lot of my foods that I'm buying from these places have been contaminated by the shedding. That I also am aware of. So she walks with God. Uh-huh. At Tony P. Okay. She walks with at Tony P. I didn't know I had a church here. You know, we're seeing a lot of different things happen. Gwen Towers are not just 5G towers. Gwen Towers can be up to 20G. They're building 20G towers in Canada. I'm sure they're doing that in the U.S., and I'm not sure where you're located, but more than likely they have them where you are too. We're way past 5G, way past 5G. We're at 6, 7G, 10G. You know, they are hitting people with all kinds of high-end frequencies. So, yeah, if you're seeing any kind of new antenna constructs going on or any kind of modifications to the current towers you have, you're up near the 6 and 7G mark. You know, maybe even higher. So we are in it. And this is another thing. Have you ever looked at the cell tower map of Canada? Anybody ever look at the image of that? Well, when you look at the cell tower map of Canada, just about every inch of the country from the map looks like, from what the map is showing you, looks like you have an antenna everywhere. Everywhere. And as a result, that's going to all emit heat. Imagine that. Got one antenna that can emit heat. What happens when you got 100 of them? 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 500,000, 1,000,000. So we got fires burning in the air. West, north, southwest, you know, we are the grid. I made it out with a girl that was vaccinated, and I swear I felt I lost strength for a few weeks after. You made out with a girl. We got a guy sent us a photo that he engaged a gal sexually, and I've been telling everybody, keep it packed and keep your legs crossed. You know, I know we have these desires to, you know, fill the gap and be fulfilled, but this is a whole different paradigm today, and you have to think things through in a whole different manner. You know, A, have you been jabbed? B, have you been banging people that have been jabbed? C, are you really who you say you are? Are your parts original? You know, that kind of thing. D, are you aware of this current reality that we're experiencing? You know, if you're not challenging person in that regard, you're playing Russian roulette, and you know your most vulnerable spot is going to be through your reproductive system. Where I live, almost everybody in this town is there are Perp gang stalkers. Okay. So like I said, you know, we are no longer living in any kind of, not organic, not natural, wholesome. We're not living in any kind of wholesome society. Not today. If you are engaging somebody that took these jabs and you didn't, you can subject the transfer of whatever they have inside of them into you. You have to really be scrutinizing. Better off, you know, if you got a load, you got a release, do it yourself. At least you know your hands don't have COVID. It's a simplest solution. And if you do get engaged with somebody, chances are that's where you're going to stay. You know, you're not going to be hopping the field. You're not going to be playing the field. Can't do that today. You know, you just can't do that. You can't go out there on the hunt and decide you're going to, you know, embrace an operating system. Just get your hard chunks and go for it. Yeah. After you engage, make sure you spike yourself. That's a good idea. Either way, you know, there will be a nano transference no matter what you do. But yeah, definitely. But like I said, you have to be a lot more scrutinized. Like I said, you're in a war. And this is something we all have to get through to our heads because we've been so badly programmed to follow the diagram that they've designed for us that we're still thinking that we can go out there and chase the wind because that's what we've been doing for the last 50, 60 years. That's what they have. They started that program, initiated that back in the 60s. So when we're looking at all the wonderful things that have transpired in six decades, and you start to break it down, I mean, everyone needs to break everything down. Okay, let's start with the 60s. Okay, we have chemically treated the food supply. We introduced the psychotropic drugs. We were programmed with the frequencies of the music. 70s came along, and now we've engaged in genetic engineering. So now, between the psychotronic effect of the 60s and getting our brains blasted and programmed, the 70s came along, and we were introduced to a form of biowarfare called genetic engineering or genetic modification of organisms, which are now introduced into the food supply. In the 80s, things came along, and now you have microwaving being introduced in the 80s. In the 90s, you had soy and other wonderful contaminants that were inducing high levels of estrogens into the body. You know, in the 2000s, you were getting now viruses being introduced into the food supply. If you ate turkey during any of the holidays, times, whether it would be Thanksgiving, New Year, Easter, whatever, you got sick shortly thereafter because of the antibiotics they were putting in these animals, giving you antibiotic poisoning. Then when you got into the 2010, all of a sudden now the further implications of adding nanometals into your food supply through supplementation or through some kind of spraying in the field. Now we're in the year 2020s. Now it's all about self-replicating nanos, self-replicating genetics, self-replicating nanogenetics. This is what we're dealing with today. This has been a progressive war going on for over six decades. And now we have fires burning the landscapes. We have floods burning the landscapes. We have solar deflectors burning the landscapes. We have Let's see her map here. Nope, not at the stage. Oh, I guess nobody can see her. Okay. Yeah. So we have to realize that this has been a progression, and now even in the health food industry, it has declined from the 60s. In the 60s, they introduced silica through dimatis earth, which caused DNA strand breakages. Okay. In the 70s, they were introducing all these other things like aspartame and as a sweetener, which was a neurotoxin. In the 80s, they introduced soy more and more. You know, in the 90s, we had all kinds of other canola oils and omega-3s and all these other things that, again, were causing us damage, breaking us down on our lipid barriers. In the 2000s, we had all kinds of garbage that, again, was being propagated as health. A lot of it was just all how would you put it? They were introducing a variety of green products like your spirulinas and chlorellas that were toxic and removed copper from your body. You know, when you got into the 2000s and 10s, it got all effed up. But again, all this different things that they were introducing, or these were all nanometals were being introduced, ultrafine in the system, ultrafine particles, angstrom particles through these metals that they were selling. So we have been under a hijack on all different fronts. You know, we have been looking at all kinds of different things from all kinds of different perspectives, you know, and we have had a complete assault from within and from without. And now we're dealing with fire. Fire and floods and particle weapons, and we're dealing with frequency assaults now, constant frequency assaults, you know, and a lot of that is also as a result of the cell phone. When the radio started back in the 60s with AM stations, that's when tinnitus rang. That's when tinnitus began in reality, because they were using psychotronic weaponry even in the AM. The AM was basically a camouflage. The psychotronics that were going through, again, was hidden within the scattering field. Then the FM came along, which was a more refined signal to be able to direct more readily. And it's been going like this all this time. So we're in a war. And now that people have been taking these injections that, again, have self-replicating genetics, they're not going to take this out with an electrical device. And I've said this before. I had a guy contact me just earlier. And he took a jab, and he said he can't live like this. And I've told him twice now to go get checked to see if he had the, because if he had the first shot, there's a good chance he may not have gotten it. He just may have had a saline solution. He never bothered. He didn't listen. Wanted to watch the actors in this industry sell their bullshit. Contacts me again. Then he says, don't I believe in God and the ability of God to heal? I said, yeah, I do believe that God, can heal. Will he? It's not a question. You know, or will he leave it to you to, again, work this out so you don't get caught into this kind of shit again? And I said, that's all determined up on you. You know, there's something the Bible says, it's the glory for God to conceal things, but the glory of kings to seek things out. And again, and I may have misquoted that. So, but anyway. Hey, French, you made it. We got a bunch of new people in here today. When we're looking at all the different things that are here, they're going on. You know, you're going to be responsible for what comes on you. And I've said this before, say it again. The key to longevity and health today isn't because you're taking a vitamin or a supplement. They help. But you have to understand what's at stake. You have to understand what is at stake. You have to understand that your genetic code is at stake. You have to understand that your DNA is at stake. You have to understand that your chromosomes are at stake. You have to understand that your organs are at stake. You know, we are no longer looking at pathology. We're looking at synthetic biology. That's what we're looking at, synthetic biology. And again, with synthetic biology, you know, you're not going to, how'd you put it, deal with these things through conventional means. It's just not going to happen. There's no convention out there that's going to stop any of the stuff that I'm talking about. None. And majority of the doctors today are not going to do anything for you in regarding to fixing you or healing you. It's just not going to happen. Period. Okay. It's just not going to happen because the doctors are not there to cure you. They haven't done it for 100 years. And the environmentalists and where are these environmentalists today? Who promoted the environmentalists? Who paid them to come out there and, you know, tell us that we have an environmental problem? Well, why aren't these environmentalists going after these corporations and these companies and these owners of all these things that is going wrong and bad and not holding them account for all being recklessly irresponsible with the properties and with their assets in these cities? Why aren't they going after them? Why are these billionaires that are buying all this land off of Merritt, BC, are stopping now natives from going fishing into those waters? Why is that happening? So, because the new tenants are trying to kick out the old ones. That's what we're seeing. That's what seems to be going on. If you can't afford the rent, you gotta go. You know, and if you can't afford the rent, well, now there are new regulations in place. Almost reminds me of the song, Signs, everywhere a sign, blocking off the scenery, blowing my mind. Do this, don't do that, can you read the sign? That's what it sounds like. Tony, get a video on Rumble channel, how to make the surge and purge. It's already on the BitChute channel. The BitChute channel has it there. Haven't you gone to the BitChute channel? You know, it's already up. So, you know, it's already, what's the channel called? Just go to BitChute.com and just type in Independence. You know, INDEPENDZ. I've got a unit here too. If you guys wanted, because I was selling them, so I do have one left. So, no, I meant to say it's on his Rumble channel too. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I got one here too. So, yeah. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, because it says Tony's got a video. I thought I said yet. Man, my eyes must be going. Shit. Sorry about that. Fire. What's causing the fires? Think about that. Weather networks are telling you that your temperatures are at their seasonal normals. And if you have a thermometer outside, you may find that the seasonal normal has changed. See, we got self-replicating genetics. We got genetically modified foods, genetically engineered foods. We've got CRISPR in the food supply. These have all been altered through genetics. Now our weather is being altered through something else, through microwaves and frequencies and altering magnetic fields. Having a hard time reading tonight. So when we're looking at all the stuff that we're dealing with the weather, why is the weather stations not telling you the truth? All you got to do to verify the weather is put a thermometer outside. Like I said, it doesn't matter where you put it. Doesn't matter where you put it. If the sun is hitting the ground, that's the temperature you should be taking. If the sun is hitting the house, that's the temperature you should be taking. If the thermometer is on the house or on your garage and that's where the sun is hitting, that's the temperature that you should be reading. Roofer once told me it's always hotter than what the media says. Oh, yeah, it's definitely true. If you're on a roof and you're working, putting roofing down, you'll wind up with a sunburn within a half hour. Some people say, well, how is that? You know, it's because you're closer to the sun. Yeah, by about 20 feet, maybe 20 feet. You know. But even if you're on the ground, if you go outside, if you're driving your car, you notice that your arms on the steering wheel are hotter. They're hotter than they normally are. Ever notice that? You know, so what are we really looking at here? You know, Jasper Webb Sky Cams went off today. View whole valley. Yep. So this heat that they're hiding and concealing, you know, why are they concealing this heat? What are they hiding? Where is it coming from? You know, ever watch Dane Wiggum's Weather Watch modification vids? Long time ago I did. When we're looking at all the stuff that we're seeing today, could the microwave effect be also from the sun, or this, as someone's putting in here, the fake sun satellite, emitting radiation, and the metal particulates in the atmosphere are now superheating? Anybody ever throw an aluminum foil into a microwave? I've done it. I just want to see what it would do. But, I only said it for like 10 seconds. 10 seconds, the foil will get so supercharged that literally electricity comes shooting out of it. And because, again, it's the induction effect on the aluminum. So what happens when all these particulates in the atmosphere are being hit with a constant barrage of frequencies? These are a form of microwave radiation. How do you stop it? How do you deal with it? How many of you go outside, spend a couple hours, come back, and the next day you've got skin damage? Anybody ever have that issue? That could be the fact that you have been microwaved. And because you've had a metal coating on you, because we're walking in so much dust today, that they have the microwave may have literally caused skin damage to the cells, to the lipids. Not the fact that the nanoparticles would be choking out your skin as well. Well, we all know they've screwed up our ozone layer. So that's definitely a factor as well. Good stuff. And they've also screwed up the jet stream. So this is why they're controlling the weather. Now they have no choice. They've thrown everything off out of sync. We're going to have to move where you are, eye in the sky. You're down in Georgia, aren't you? Georgia or down somewhere down that way? We'll have to go down there where it's safe. You know. 100%. It's safe down there. That's another concept, don't you think? Imagine this, okay? Imagine you've taken off somewhere because you wanted to get away from it all. And you wanted to go someplace relatively safe, because safety is relative to what you deem as safe. Imagine taking off and you go to, say, Mexico, or you go to, say, Washington or BC, and you get there and the whole place is on fire. You get there 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, surprise! We burned everything around you. You got to leave so we can rob your home. Hey, it sucks here too. What do you mean it sucks there? You guys, you got it made in the shade down. What are you talking about? You got, Bahama-like weather, sunshine, palm trees, hammocks, brandy in a cool chest, and blue water, oceans, and barbecue. I mean. In my deluded world, but imagine that. I mean, because this could happen. This can very well happen. Everyone wants to take off and leave Canada. And I'm not saying you should stay in Canada. I'm not encouraging that. Trust me. I would have years ago. I said it's a good place to be. But today, you got Mickey Mouse at the helm. Put aluminum foil in plastic water bottle with toilet bowl cleaner. It will blow up. Oh, yeah. Toilet bowl cleaner and aluminum. Oh, boy, what a combination. I forget what's in toilet bowl cleaner. But there is something extremely volatile in that stuff. That's the other thing too. Like I said, there's no part of life, North America anyway, that there isn't some kind of hidden Trojan horse that they put into our lives to create problems. And why are we using such obnoxious chemicals anyway to clean our toilets? Because the shit inside of us is also extremely obnoxious. So it needs something maybe that strong to clean it. Sometimes a simple baking soda and vinegar solution in your toilet bowl does the trick. Putting oxidizing agents into the toilet. Or combining even vinegar and peroxide. Borax works good. Yep. That's a bleaching agent. So... But think about this. What part of the planet is not affected by fire? Japan had about six or eight places on fire. China had shit on fire. Russia's all on fire. Ukraine's on fire. Poland's on fire. Romania, Bulgaria on fire. Everybody, Africa's always on fire. South America's always on fire. That TSP is great for cleaning things. Yep. So when we're looking at a lot of stuff today, what we have been perceived as a good place or a good area or good food, good water, good air. We got good air here. We breathe really good air here. That leads me to think we're breathing in good air. You have an oxygen tank on? Does it cover your nose and your mouth? You know, maybe that'll be the next thing they'll have everybody wear. You have to wear an oxygen tank. So when they ship you to Alberta or Jasper or Alaska or BC or Yukon or Northwest, where everything's on fire, you know, you'll be able to survive. At least you'll be able to breathe, you know, that kind of thing. Fire. Self-replicating genetics. Another fire. And then people wonder. I was looking at that after the show the other day. I was looking at this, documentary or reporting. And people were using these genetics. You can order genetics online. Did you know that? You can order genetics online for experimental purposes. You can pump them into almost anything you want. You can develop whatever you want. And people were putting this stuff inside. There's supposedly a whole underground community that's experimenting with genetics, with their genetics, their own genetics. And this is a little alarming. I got to tell you, it's just a little bit alarming. Because when you have these programmable proteins and they can self-replicate, what happens when you flush that down the toilet? What happens if you throw that gets outside? What happens if that goes airborne? What happens? What did they do? They injected some genetics into a mosquito. And the mosquitoes were mating with the non-genetically engineered mosquitoes, because the mosquitoes that got the first batch of genetics had self-replicating genetics. And when they had copulated or integrated with each other, the genetics, that genetic code that was put into that mosquito now was transferred into the next mosquito offspring that came from that. We're now again, was being perpetuated. So now you got this set of genetics in the next generation, and then that generation that continues will also spread that genetics. This is incredible and incredibly dangerous. And yet they're allowing this to happen. Before something like that, I mean, isn't this what happened with the corona? That this got out of a lab accordingly. So now we're going to play with this and let everybody have a stab at this. Oh, hey. You know, that's a fire. That's a fire that is very, very, very secretive. Imagine, take into consideration, you've been eating genetically modified organisms and genetically engineered products for a long time. When you look at people today, almost everybody has mutated on some level. So now, because of the mutations of the proteins or the peptides or the genes that were being consumed in the food supply, what happens if somebody somehow, some way, decides to engineer a chicken? And that person's chicken lays eggs. And that those eggs, then those chicken eggs grow up to be chickens, and then they also reproduce. What happens with that genetic code? See, there is nothing in the food supply or the food chain that can narrowly examine every chicken that goes through a doorway to determine whether or not the chicken is carrying some kind of problem or has a genetic anomaly. There's nothing there. You don't have anything with the cows. And a lot of the milk products you're buying today are all having a bunch of cows' milk being dumped into one container. So when we're looking at this technology that's being released now, it's all being released. You know, people can buy these things, and we don't know. And this is the other insane thing too. We don't know what they're doing with it. We don't know what they're experimenting on. We don't know what they're applying this shit to. Are they injecting a frog and letting it go? Are they injecting a ground squirrel and letting it go? Are they injecting a squirrel and letting it go? How about a sparrow? How about a raven? Are they putting this shit in worms? We don't know. Like I said, we're caught up on all this fire and thunder, and this place is burning down, and this place is turning to ash. And I'm not saying we don't pay attention to that. What I'm saying is that this is going on, and it's got everybody's attention. It's like two kids in the school, right? Schoolyard. You get two guys or two gals in a schoolyard, and they start calling each other names, you know, and they get all, you know, down to the, you know, yo mama, yo daddy, or, you know, whatever. And, you know, they get into it. Next thing you know, everybody circles them, right? And everyone's going, ooh, ah, yeah. And they're getting all excited, you know, because this is, I don't know what it is. What else? We got this stupid thing for blood. Anyway, so you see, and this is exactly what happens. We circle the fire. Oh, look at the fire. It's burning down, you know, BC. It's burning down Alberta. Whoa, it's up in the Yukon. It's starting to burn that down. Ooh, wow, yeah. And they start rah-rah and all this shit, you know. So we get caught up with these stupid distractions, and then what winds up happening is we miss the mark. You know, we're looking for something very grandiose, and really something very silent, very quiet is creeping in to cause us to collapse. You know, just like yesterday I was driving, and I don't know what it is about people in the highway. I don't understand. Someone gets into an accident. All of a sudden, everybody and their mother wants to stop, take a look. Like, why is that compulsion there to stop and take a look? I don't get it. You know, everyone's on the highway. They're driving 80 miles an hour, 75, 80 miles an hour. They're flying down the highway. And all of a sudden, they come to the slowing, stopping solution. You know, saying, and then you come barreling down. Like, what the hell? Why are we stopping? You know, and then you got to slow down, stop. And you look, and the only reason why we're stopping because there's an accident. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Everybody's in a mad rush to get somewhere over here. But as soon as you have an automobile accident, they got to stop to take a look. This blows me away. Like, are you kidding me? I could care less. You know, got a car accident. You know, people may have gotten hurt. The cops are there. Move on. You know, Rubberneckers is a good name. I used to have it all the time when I drove a truck many decades ago. It's like, I used to get so pissed off at that. I wanted to put a plow in front of my truck. One of those plows that has like a triangular plow where you got a right and left side. So as you're going through, the cars are moving to the side of you. I wanted to put one, but I didn't think I'd get very far if I did. But yeah, I noticed this. And again, it's the same thing with these fires. It's the same thing with these politicians. They cause all this grief, and everybody circles around, and they're all excited, and they're paying, and they're looking at this and looking at, oh man, they're just go. And you know what? It's just a momentary distraction while they're doing something else. Same thing in the United States. United States had the circus, the greatest circus on earth, in this corner, weighing in at X amount of kilos. and has basically taken the country to hell in a handbasket, and the current reigning champion, Joe Biden. And in this corner, the great contender, that's nothing but a bender, weighing in at X amount of kilos, the ex-king of America, the new contender, Trump the stump. And now we're all distracted with debates and all this crap. And meanwhile, something else is going on in the background. And I think what was going on in the background is the is this precursor to get all these fires going, to fire frequencies or to do whatever. You know, it seems like this has been the... You like that, eh, French? Wait till November. It'll be our turn. This quarter, weighing in at, you know, 50 pounds soaking wet, the current king of Canada, Tiddles. And the contender, weighing in at about 60 pounds soaking wet, wearing glasses, the wannabe king, Polly Wally. That'll be us. People love to chase. People love to chase. People love to chase, pay attention to the shiny thing. Yeah. Yeah, they're all sunfish, pretty much. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. In old Canada. That should be the new native. That should be the new, you know, national song. Oh, Canada! This place is no more fun. Something to that nature, anyway. Palantir is a surveillance company that targeted Trump's supporters, subverts, and is a major contributor to Trump. Well, we got that going on in Canada, too. We got this shit with Trudeau, and they're eyeing everybody that's anti-Trudeau or saying shit about Trudeau. I mean, we got this going on here. It's the same everywhere. It's the same everywhere. It doesn't matter where you go. They've got surveillance on everybody. AI is watching everybody. So it doesn't matter where you live, unless you're living out in an area where there's no tech. Honestly, man, either Trump or RFK would be better for the American people, you know, as a whole way more than Harris. It doesn't matter who you put in there. You could put a monkey in the White House right now. You could put a monkey in Parliament right now. They don't run the show. This is something Americans really have to get past, as you're, and Canadians, that you have a vote. You don't. You don't have a vote. Never did. You know, the simplest analogy to give you a perspective of what you really have in America and Canada is real simple. Since we're both corporations, both countries are corporations, and we're not the only ones. So most of the world is too. In a corporation, it's the board of directors that that choose the president. It's not the workers. If you go into a warehouse or a factory and you say to the factory members, who do you want for president? Do they have a vote? No, they don't. They are just there to do the work. When you're looking at what we really have going on, we are only a corporation. Everybody's a slave, and slaves have no voice. If they're calling you human, you're a beast. And if you understand that definition of beast, you have no say, you have no inheritance, you have no rights. You're just there to do the work. They support the guys who want to spy on them. It's all the same. Yeah. Like I said, you could have a fucking monkey in the White House, and it wouldn't matter one way or another. Can you just tell him which button he's got to point to set off the nuclear bomb? Same in Canada. We already got a monkey running the country, you know. Look, He's not running the country. Somebody else is. Simpsons have an episode, Lisa Camilla. Yeah, I saw that too. Two sides of the same coin. Yeah, there is no vote. I am not sure. See, and this is part of a long, outstanding operating system and program that they put into us. You know, you have a democracy. We don't have a democracy. We never had a democracy in the U.S. or Canada. I lived on both sides. It's the same shit, just a different channel. There's no democracy here. If you really had a democracy, go ahead and make some moonshine and sell it on the street corner. Go ahead and grow some tobacco and sell that on the street corner. See how much democracy you have. You know, you have no democracy here. It's a corporocracy. Corporocracies are fascist governments. That's all we've ever had here. We've had the illusion. We have the illusion. Shadow government controls both sides. And if you want to know the board of directors here, the board of directors are your foreign nationals, your lobbying groups, your banks, and your corporations. That's who the board of directors are. And that happens to be the WEF on almost every front. So we don't have a vote. Harris can be the president of the United States, and she'll only do whatever they tell her to do. She'll only say what she's being told to say. Everything's scripted. You know, just like Trump and the circus, that, you know, in this corner way, you know, that whole dynamic was just a distraction. You know, the bullet that zinged his ear, if it even zinged his ear. I have questions whether he even got shot, to be honest with you. So when we're looking at all that we're dealing with today, again, it's all smoke and mirror, all distractions. You know, we are dealing with, you know, our own agendas in regarding to our own health and our DNA. I mean, think about this too. Take another real hard look about this. What does it matter who gets in power? Do you really believe your life is any better from the last guy that was there, or the guy before? No, it's just been, you've been distracted to believe some bullshit, but it's not any better. You're just as broke, if not more broke. And it won't matter if Trump gets in, you're going to be more broke by the time he's done too. You know, it doesn't matter if Paul Avera wins or not. The Canadians are not going to be better off. He's not going to be able to retract all that shit Trudeau put in there. People say, oh, Paul Avera is going to fix everything. You think people are going to think this is going to happen overnight? Why would he fix anything? He has the most advantageous for him. I still have hope for my nation. I understand everything you're saying, and I agree with a lot of it, and I'm well aware of the delusion, but we don't have many options. The only option you have is a revolution. That's the only real option you have. Nobody wants to say it. Nobody wants to speak it or scared of using the word. But you haven't had nothing. Since they killed Kennedy, everybody has basically lined up like ducks in a barrel, and they've kissed who's ever asked they've had to kiss. Look, they go to Israel. Why are the presidents of the United States going to Israel and bobbing up and down for apples on the Wailing Wall? Yeah. Why are they going there to do that? One guy had a picture in Discord about draining the swamp. It's a pretty crude picture, but that's exactly what's going on. The second American Revolution. Not just for the U.S. Canada too. I don't see anything going to change there on any level until Canadians are ready to revolt, all of them. Problem with the United States and Canada is they fragmented the country, so you're not going to really see that. You may see a revolution and a breaking away, but you won't see this change or anything overall. That's what's happening now, Tony. I don't see that yet. Americans and Canadians are too satisfied. They've been living in the swamp for so long, or in the mud hole for so long, that they think this is normal. when their mud hole is taken away and when their swamp is taken away, that's when maybe you might see something. This is what's going on right now in Canada. They're burning down the swamp hole. They're burning down the mud hole that they've all gotten used to. You know, a lot of folks saying there ain't going to be an election in November. That I thought about that too. You know, after listening to what the Serbian. After what the Serbian president had to say about the UN and none of them talking peace, and he said, don't be surprised if we start seeing something in October, I said the same thing. I said war would come either late fall or early winter. And the Germans said that there'd be a war by January. So if that happens, there won't be an election in Canada either. We'll be stuck with Tittles. Americans will be stuck with Kamala because Biden will probably die in office anyway. So if that happens, and that there's a very high probability that that could happen. But the UN, the Serbian president, there's nobody in the UN talking peace. And this is the interesting thing. Okay, Hitler did the same thing. He approached Roosevelt and he approached Churchill for peace. They didn't want it. Putin approached the European Union. They didn't want it. They want a war with Russia. They want this war with Russia. This is insane. But this is what they want. And nuclear weaponry, okay, doesn't mean nuclear bombs. Doesn't mean someone's going to have you going, you know, they show you on TV, you know, these two guys have two keys, and they put the key in exactly the same time, and they turn the knobs exactly, and they hit the code exactly, and all of a sudden the missile launches. No. Nuclear weaponry will be what we're dealing with right now, microwaves. And we've seen an example of a trial run in the United States with Denver, Maui, and Paradise. We've seen it in Canada with Fort McMurray. We've seen it in Kelowna. We've seen it in the Northwest Territories. And now we're seeing it again going across the whole fucking West Coast, western part of Canada. That's your nuclear radiation. That's your nuclear bomb. That's the weaponry they're going to play with. Because nuclear bombs cause too much damage. This is easier because you can localize the attack and not destroy the whole countryside. The world wants war. The world wants war depopulation. I don't think the world wants anything. I think these greedy 2,400 billionaires is what wants this. And depopulation, I agree. They'll do it one way or the other. They'll either do it with war, they'll do it with starvation, they'll do it with disease, or they'll do it with plague. You know, like I said, if we're looking at these, if we go by a certain pattern with the beer, right, Model Zero or Model L0 is what we may be seeing coming around the corner. I mean, we already got dumbasses walking around with a face mask. I'm going to die. Give me that paper tissue that's good to wipe my ass with. You know, but it ain't good for that. You know, like it's going to stop a virus. I don't know if we'll see a civil war. We may see a separation. We may see a breaking away. I think we may see that. I don't know if it'll be a civil war again. What American wants to fight another American? Really, nobody. And what Canadian wants to fight another Canadian? Canadians, we don't want to fight each other. What do we want to fight? We're Canadian. You're Canadian. You're American. You know, why would you want to fight each other? We're not the enemy. Why is Netanyahu in the U.S.? Netanyahu in the U.S. has come over to, again, pickpocket the American taxpayer. He'll probably go to Canada too, right? Oh, and I heard some of this speech. Oh, we have survived so much. We survived this and we survived that. What country hasn't survived things? He should have. And then he was getting a standing ovation. You know why he was getting a standing ovation? Because they were scared the Mossad may come knocking on their door and take them out of the equation. That's why they're standing up. That's no other reason. And also, Epstein has all this documentation and all those senators and congressmen. So they're obviously going to stand up. They will dance the tune. We were distracted by the Trump. Yep. I've been seeing the Modelo commercials a lot lately, a couple times a day. Yeah, Model Zero or Mod, M-O-D, which is another short form for Model, L Zero. But Model Zero is what I was saying, and then Mod, unless we're talking, I was thinking that could be broken down maybe into a couple parts. That may be a chemical code, like in chemistry, you've got a carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen, and you put numbers and stuff there. This may also be some kind of chemistry that they're exposing as well. Bloodthirsty Netanyahu. We're already in a political civil war. I'm not sure that's entirely true. I think what we're seeing in the United States right now is theater. That's all we're seeing. After every election, what winds up happening? Everybody patches up, kisses and kisses each other, makes up, and we're back to the old routine. So I don't know if we're already in a political war. I know we're in a political theater. That I would say. Israel killed its own citizens to prevent them becoming hostages. We need more money. We just harvested some organs. Prime Israeli organs. What do you give us for them? That's why he's over. Selling those organs. It's hilarious. It's totally hilarious. So, show must go on. Where are we at? Oh. Show must go on. And we're also seeing elections in other parts of the world, too. What's going on here? Where we at? The show must go on. We got some Israeli organs here that we had killed specific so we could harvest the organs. We'll sell them to you American senators for $1 billion. I'll have one. It's a show. It's a distraction. We're being burned down throughout the world. We're being subjected to a futuristic possible starvation. Impossible. This may backfire on them, though. This could really backfire on them. Because usually after you burn, unless perhaps if the photonic beams are an electromagnetic spectrum producing high levels of radiation, they may actually destroy the land. And where these fires are going, where they're at, one third of the land in just North America is being subjected to this. So it's quite a possibility this could be happening. Trump goes by the slogan mega, in Spanish means magician. He has everyone under a spell. I don't think he's got everyone. He's got the Christian right under his spell. That I would agree. I said this the other day, we got a sign in the Discord stating that if he tells his followers to drink the Kool-Aid, they would. I agree. They probably would. They're still stuck on this idea of supporting a 666 flag. This astounds me. They don't see it. They're not going to see it. But the 666 is all over that flag. You know, and again, and why are we sending money there in the first place? It was up to me. I would shut down the banks, our connection to the international banking system. I would just have the dollars here in the U.S. and Canada. And we fix this, these countries first, get these people that served in the military, get people off the streets, use our resources that we have to just rebuild and reset this country in a proper way. Kick out all these lobbying groups. Every one of them be gone. There's not a lobbying group left in the country. And if any are still around, they get shot on sight. And just start restoring the country. But instead, the doors are wide open. We've been invaded in the U.S. We've been invaded in Canada. We've opened the door to every invasion policy persons coming in. They're brought in. All these people that have been invading Canada and the United States, they've been brought in to further destabilize the social programs in both countries, to cause the social programs to literally financially collapse. That's why they're here. They're coming in, they're giving them money, they're putting them up. There's a hotel in Windsor, Ontario. I think it's like $500 a night hotel. You got $2,400 spending money per month. And for what? We got people living all over the streets in the city of Windsor. You know, for what? This is to disable the social programs. This is why in Canada now, they're saying to those people who are Canadian, if you can't make it, we have MAID for you, murder, assistance, and death. So we're looking at a lot of things today. The war is on. Look at what happened to Belgium. Look what happened to Sweden when they opened the door there. All the women got raped and everything else. I would encourage every woman in Canada and the United States to learn how to shoot a gun. I would. Have a gun. Keep it on you. You know, it might come in handy. You might have to do some circumcision with somebody. And you'll have the tool to do it. You know, but yeah, I think everybody should learn how to shoot. I really do. I think it's to everyone's best interest, especially if you're a woman, to have that on your, because the women, I'm seeing more and more today, more and more, they're derailing the women like crazy. You know, they are basically derailing these women. So when we're looking at all the, all that's going on, from within and from without, we are in a war. And we have to understand that this fire, especially Canadians, wake the fuck up or grow the fuck up. Those fires are not naturally occurring. And those fires are designed to move people in those rural areas back into a place where they can be more easy and more readily accessible, so they can be under the gun to get a jab. Just like the natives were in Manitoba and up in northern Ontario. Prop up the word most evil people, especially if they are illegals. Prop up the worst, most evil. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that's what they did. That's what they brought over. They brought in the riffraff. Canadians need to wake up to seeing the reality of what we're in. You know, if you're seeing things going on in the United States, Canada, then you better be aware it's coming there. And same thing I tell people in the U.S. If you see shit going on in Canada, be prepared. It's coming here. It's like they take turns doing different things and then they swap. You know, pay attention. Stay focused. You know, if you got fires going on in Canada, they're coming here to the U.S. You know, if we got an invasion force coming in here through the U.S., it's coming into Canada. It's just how it is and the way it is. You know, don't think for one second that it's going to be greener. It's just going to be a little different, but the same shit going on. So, we are here. All right. I always say at the end of these shows, I'm going to wind her down. Oh, I forgot to do this. Let me do this real fast. Because I forgot to do this. Okay, there we go. Nope, that's those. You're more than welcome to come to the StreamYard. Well, not StreamYard, to the Discord. Feel free to come in. There'll be a lot of people there that you can associate with, talk with. It's pretty much on the same page. You may not be on the same chapter, but at least you're on the same page. And you can, you know, get to know people. And get to know people and get, you know, get acquainted. The only rule there is just to have be civil and don't attack anybody. You know, you have differences of opinion, but again, that's good that we do. On the same token, I always tell people to read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. I would encourage you to follow the narrative there and get with what's going down. Prophecies are there, and there are no other books as well, but Jesus said he was the door. So I would tell you to engage the door. All right. We'll see you in the Discord. The show should be in another 2 days on the 26th, 8 p.m. Eastern. So we'll see you then. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.